I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thanks for being with us today. It is Good Friday. It's also the Muslim Day of Prayer, and tonight Passover begins, a coincidence of celebrations of the world's three main monotheistic religions. We're going to kick things off today in Israel, where these three faiths live and try to exist side by side. We did say try. This is a sound of clashes today between Palestinians and Israeli troops. Charlie Sennett is in Jerusalem. He's the founder of the Ground Truth Project here at WGBH. It's joy and sorrow at once. That's Jerusalem in many respects, isn't it, Charlie?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's one of these days here where the three faiths really come together, and you can feel it on the streets. You see people rushing around getting ready for Passover on West Jerusalem and the Jewish side and in the Jewish quarter of the Old City. You know, the call to prayer today was sort of drizzling rain, and everyone was rushing to the Muslim call to prayer from the Palestinian side in East Jerusalem. And then, of course, it's Good Friday. So Palestinian Christians and really Christians from all over the world were gathering. But while they were doing that, there's this horrific news from Gaza.
I mean, Jerusalem has always been a politically charged city, more so this year with Donald Trump declaring his recognition of Jerusalem as the official capital of Israel. And let's talk about one group of people in particular that was pushing for that move, a group many of us haven't heard of. You've been looking at the Christian Zionist influence in Jerusalem. Who are the Christian Zionists and what role do they play on the ground there in Jerusalem and generally in Israel-Palestine?
Christian Zionists really are an interesting group. They're basically people who believe that the return of Jews to the Holy Land and the establishment of the State of Israel is in accordance with biblical prophecy. You know, I used to think of this as sort of a fringe movement. When I was here reporting a lot over the years, I'd say 10 years ago, it was gaining steam. 15, 20 years ago, it was totally fringe. Now it's mainstream. This is really a movement now. There are a lot of different organizations and agencies that are gathering money from the United States, from people who believe in Christian Zionism, who believe there is a prophecy. And it sounds fringe, and I'm sure many of your listeners are thinking that, but it's really getting traction, and it's raising a lot of money, and it had great influence on the decision by the Trump administration to move the embassy.
You've actually been spending some time with some of the Christian Zionists. Tell us about that and who you've met and what they're thinking.
Just to give you an example, I was walking through the streets of the Old City on the Via Dolorosa. So this is the path that tradition holds where Jesus would have carried the cross. Hmm. And I was just talking to people from all over the world, Christians from all over the world. And I just spotted one guy who was wearing a North Face jacket, Ray-Bans, and I just knew he was American. I went up to him. He was like the first guy I interviewed, literally, who was an American. And he was from Spencer, Massachusetts. He's a Pentecostalist. His name is Kevin Berner. And he really talked in some detail about the theology that he embraces around Christian Zionism, that it is essential for him to get to heaven to be a friend of Israel, and that the United States needs to be a friend of Israel. And he feels very strongly about that.
In the Obama administration, it was anti-Israel. And I correlate that to a lot of the falling down of America. And Trump is pro-Israel, and I believe that we will be blessed because we support Israel. I believe really strongly that we're in the end of times.
Wow, in the end of times, he says.
That phrase, Marco, in the end of times, is a haunting one if you know your theology. This is basically a sort of biblical apocalypse in which, you know, there is a reckoning that happens, and there is a decision that is made. Either you become part of the following of Jesus Christ, or you don't, and you are killed, or you have to wait for the rapture to come again, and you wait in suffering. It is a theology that sounds bizarre, and for many mainstream Christians, it is bizarre. It is a very warped reading of the Bible, but for an increasing number of evangelical Christians, this is alive. This is resonant. What's stunning to me in looking at this more closely here on this reporting trip is just how much traction it's gotten, just how mainstream it's become. It's very divisive in the Christian churches. The mainstream Catholic and Protestant churches have often viewed this as very flawed theology. And there's also a division among many Jewish theologians about whether or not to accept this gift. Because remember, in this prophecy, if Jews don't convert to Christianity, then they are going to not be among the chosen to go to heaven. And this apocalyptic vision, Jews either convert or die. That is pretty upsetting to many people who are Jewish. It's something that the Jewish community is really grappling with, and there are many Jews who have decided that the Christian evangelical movement has tempered that message or somehow softened the theology, and they're willing to accept the funding. And among them is Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, very supportive of Christian Zionists, very supportive of the funding they're providing to Israel.
Charlie, I'm really curious, as Jews around the world sit down to celebrate Passover and ending the Seder, stating next year in Jerusalem, I mean, it's mostly been an aspirational and ritualistic statement. But what have you heard as you've been speaking with Jews there in Israel about the added political weight this year means to that Passover declaration?
Well, I think Jews will always want to come to Israel, and I think we'll see there will be many here next year in Jerusalem. I think the other thing I think a lot of people are thinking about here, and I really think this is on both sides, is what is the meaning of Passover and what is the meaning of Easter? And I've talked to religious leaders of all three different faiths on this trip who talk about the meaning of Passover is really about liberation, and it's about freedom, and it's about a people finding their land. And, you know, the Palestinians say, if you hold a mirror up, we're doing that too. And they want to say that to their Jewish friends who also live on this land, that they need a place too. And I think that that's resonant. I mean, that's what the violence in Gaza is about today. It's Land Day. It's really about a struggle for land. And they say we can't only look at the history of religion. We have to also look at how it reflects now. And I think the other holiday here, Easter, today's Good Friday, the day when tradition holds that Jesus was crucified. But when the resurrection is celebrated for Christians at Easter, it's a time of hope. And a lot of the Palestinians were looking for the message of hope in Easter. And I guess as someone who really loves the city, who lived here for years, I had two children born here, I really think that all three faiths have these messages of hope. And I think if we're going to talk about next year in Jerusalem, I'm going to try to hold on to the hope of this season that next year is better.
Charlie Sennett, founder of the Ground Truth Project based here at WGBH, speaking with us from Jerusalem. Always good to talk with you, Charlie. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.